It's our time in Spain where we talk to Brevin's Frank, senior partner Brett Hansen. How are you, Brett?
I'm good, Howard. Thank you. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. We're into September now, but of course it's still very much summer here in Spain and still lots of holidaymakers here. Some of these would have fallen in love with Spain and be thinking perhaps about moving here to live, while others may be making final preparations for the move. So today, Brett and I will look at various tax and financial planning issues that people need to be aware of and plan for. Is it really important for people moving over to review and adjust their financial planning for Spain? Do things vary considerably from the UK?
The key here, Howard, is if you are moving to Spain with the intention of living here, then your worldwide income and assets will be liable to tax in Spain, and with only very few exceptions, no longer liable to tax in the UK. This means that everything you have learnt, understood, and put in place over the years with regards to the taxation of your assets in the UK is no longer going to apply. And everything you have learnt and understood and perhaps put in place with regards to leaving your assets to your loved ones is now also likely to change. It is very important not to assume that the tax rules in Spain are the same or even similar to the rules in the UK, as they are very different. And therefore, I would say that it is very important to review and adjust your financial planning for Spain with a qualified regulated advisor who is based locally in Spain, but who has the experience and knowledge of both the UK and Spanish tax rules.
What taxes will people be liable for once they are resident in Spain?
Well, if you are a tax resident of Spain, then you are liable to income tax, capital gains tax, and wealth tax on your worldwide income and assets. You'll also be subject to Spanish succession tax and gifts tax. So just touching on each of these briefly. In Spain, income is split into what is referred to as general income and savings income. General income includes earned income, pension income, and income from rentals. There is a basic personal allowance of €5,550 per person, and this is increased by a further €1,150 for someone aged 65 or over, giving a total personal allowance of €6,700 before you start paying tax. Now, the tax rates for general income tax vary depending upon which region you live in, but just to give you two examples, in Andalusia, they range from 19% to just over 48%, and in the Comunidad Valenciana, they start at around 19.5%, but can be as high as 54%. Savings income includes income from dividends, interest, from bank accounts, and income derived from life insurance contracts, and these will benefit from lower rates of tax, which are currently progressively increasing, from 19% to 26%. These rates are also applicable for capital gains on the sale of any assets or the transfer of assets. Spain also has an annual wealth tax on worldwide assets. There is a main home allowance of €300,000, and then there is a further personal allowance before wealth tax is payable, which depends on which region of Spain you are resident in, but can vary from around €500,000 to €700,000. The rates of tax vary a little between regions, but generally they start at around 0.2% and can be as high as 3.5%. And then there is Spanish succession and gift tax. The rates and allowances for this will depend upon who the beneficiary is, where the deceased and the beneficiary are resident, and where the assets are located. But the rates of tax start at just over 7.5% and can be as high as 82%.
So are people better or worse off being tax resident in Spain rather than the UK? And can they do anything to improve their tax position?
I would say that while Spain does sound like a country with high taxes, and this could be quite concerning for anyone looking to move to Spain and are considering their potential tax liabilities, with appropriate tax planning though, it is possible in most cases to legitimately reduce your tax liabilities here. In fact, I find that for many of our clients, we not only reduce their tax liabilities, but we can put them in a position where they're paying less tax here in Spain than what they would pay in the UK. So I guess if you are thinking of becoming a tax resident of Spain, or you are already a tax resident here, but you feel that you are paying too much tax, contact us and we can see if there are ways to legitimately reduce your tax liabilities here in Spain.
Does timing when you move to Spain and when you sell your UK assets make a difference to how much tax you pay?
Yeah, for anyone thinking of moving to Spain, the timing of the move is very important if they have UK assets which need selling. For example, whilst the main UK residence is not liable to UK capital gains tax if it is sold when you are a UK tax resident, it will most likely be liable to Spanish capital gains tax if you wait to sell it when you become a Spanish tax resident. And the gain will be calculated based on the difference between the sale and the purchase price, not on the gains made by the property since moving to Spain. So if you are considering selling your UK residence and there is going to be a sizable capital gain on the property, you should really do this before you become a tax resident of Spain. Also, for anyone holding a stocks and shares ISA and are currently a UK tax resident but are thinking of becoming a resident of Spain, then if you sell this ISA as a UK tax resident, there will not be any capital gains tax to pay on this, as ISAs are tax-free in the UK. But if you sell this once you become a resident of Spain, then any gains you have made since inception will be liable to tax in Spain. So again, it would be much better if you encash this before moving to Spain. So it does matter, or the timing of your move does matter, and there's certainly certain things you need to look at and do before you make the move.
Yeah, understood. And what about estate planning? What do people need to know about Spanish succession tax and law?
Spanish succession and gift tax is both an inheritance tax and a gift tax. Unlike in the UK, it is the recipient and not the deceased estate that pays the tax. And it is payable if, 1, the recipient of a lifetime gift or the beneficiary of a deceased estate is resident in Spain, irrespective of where the assets are located. So you have a married couple, the husband dies, and the wife inherits his assets. If the wife is a resident of Spain, she will pay Spanish inheritance tax on all the assets she inherits from her husband, irrespective of where the assets are. Or 2, where the asset being gifted or inherited is a Spanish asset, and this is irrespective of where the beneficiary is resident. So, using the previous example, when the wife then dies and the assets pass to, say, her children who are resident in the UK, the assets which are physically in Spain, for example, the Spanish property and a Spanish bank account, will be liable to Spanish inheritance tax, which the children will need to pay. Now, there are state rules and there are also regional rules when it comes to both allowances and the rates of tax which is payable. And the regional rules vary considerably from one region to another. But one very important consideration, which I previously touched on, is that under the state rules, unlike UK inheritance tax, there is currently no blanket exemption from Spanish inheritance tax between a husband and wife. And so where they are both resident in Spain, and let's say the husband dies first, then the wife is going to be fully liable to Spanish succession tax on the worldwide assets that she inherits from her husband, subject to the allowances and reliefs available. And under state rules, the personal allowance is only around 16,000 euros, and so any assets inherited which are greater than this could be liable to Spanish inheritance tax. And where you have a couple who are living together but unmarried, then the tax due is even more and can be at least double. The regional rules do tend to provide bigger allowances and reductions in tax in certain circumstances, and so it is important to look at both the state rules and the regional rules of the region you are moving to or are already living in. There's also Spanish succession laws in Spain, which, unlike the UK, prevents you leaving your assets to who you want, and generally protects the children over your spouse or partner. However, since August of 2015, under an EU regulation, if you have a Spanish will which specifies that you would like the appropriate UK legal jurisdiction to apply on your death, then this will avoid the forced heirship rules of Spain, and you will be able to leave your assets to whoever you so wish. The fact that the UK is no longer in Europe does not affect this. However, it is important to note that these laws do not change the tax position. They simply allow you to leave your assets to who you want, but the tax due under the Spanish succession tax rules still apply. Someone retiring to Spain will also need to consider UK inheritance tax rules if they are a UK domicile, even though they will be a Spanish resident.
Do people also need to review and make changes to their savings and investments and pensions?
Well, UK investments such as ISAs and premium bonds are free of tax in the UK, but they are liable to tax in Spain. And there are much more suitable tax-efficient solutions for Spanish residents who have savings and investments, which allows for them to grow free of income and capital gains tax in Spain and to be able to take withdrawals or income from them at reduced rates. One such solution also provides the additional advantages of having the ability to calculate this reduced tax when a withdrawal or income is taken and for it to be sent automatically to the Spanish tax authorities. And this solution also allows for the fact that it doesn't need to be declared on the Modelo 720, otherwise known as the Overseas Asset Declaration, which UK investments do need to be included on, thereby keeping things administratively simple as well as being tax efficient for Spain. When it comes to pensions, if you are a tax resident of Spain, then it is the tax rules in Spain which will apply to your pension, not the tax rules in the UK. So, for example, the 25% pension cash lump sum, which is tax-free in the UK, is liable to tax in Spain if you take it when you are a Spanish tax resident. You also need to consider the currency of your pension. UK pensions are paid in sterling, but if you are living in Spain, you are spending euros, and this creates a potential exchange rate risk. For example, back in November 2015, £100,000 gave you around €140,000, but right now, £100,000 will give you around €116,000. And then there is UK regulation to consider, in that even though you may be living in Spain, your UK pensions will still be subject to certain UK regulations, which could change for the worse for non-UK residents in the future, particularly now that the UK is no longer part of the EU. There is no one-size-fits-all solution, but I am finding many British expatriates who are living in Spain are transferring their UK pensions to what is called a Qualified Recognised Overseas Pension Scheme, or QROPS, to minimise the issues that we're discussing. Howard, there is now the added complication that as a result of the UK no longer being part of Europe, it is very unlikely that your listeners' UK advisers can continue to advise your listeners on their investments and pensions if they are a Spanish resident.
So if someone has decided to move to Spain, how far in advance should they start reviewing their financial planning to be prepared for the issues we've discussed today?
I would say that as soon as someone has decided, or even before then, when someone is only considering moving to Spain, they should start reviewing their financial planning to see what will be the implications for them if they become a resident of Spain, and what can be done to better their situation.
Do you have any other advice and encouragement for listeners who dream of living in Spain?
I would say that what we have discussed today will probably sound quite daunting and quite the minefield, but Blevins Franks has been advising British expatriates in Spain for more than 45 years, and we are here to guide you through this process. There is no doubt that with careful planning, in most cases, we're able to structure our clients' investments, assets and pensions in order to minimise or negate taxes in Spain and for them to be appropriately invested to best achieve their aspirations and objectives during their lifetimes and then on their deaths for their loved ones. And so that will then allow your listeners to simply enjoy the Spanish lifestyle. So if you'd like to get in touch with your local Blevins Franks advisor, then you can make contact with us via our website, blemingsfranks.com.
Many thanks, Brett. We'll talk again in a fortnight.
Absolutely. Thank you, Howard. Take care now.